It's time to enter the world of real estate in Oahu with Hawaii's only true real estate radio show, the Team Lally Real Estate Show. Grab a pen and get ready to take notes. For the next full hour, Hawaii's premier real estate leader, Adrienne Lally, and Attilio Leonardi will bring you the latest in real estate news and real-world strategies on how they can guarantee to sell your home at a price and deadline you agree to, or they'll buy it. Now, here are your hosts, Adrienne and Attilio.
Welcome to the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed Sold program, where we'll buy it. If you have any questions, just give us a call at 799-9596 or check us out online at teamlally.com.
Well, hey, everybody, this is Attilio. Just want to let you know, get the disclaimer out of the way. We're not providing any tax or legal advice on this show. I don't even know why you would be hearing us and thinking, oh, that's great tax advice or that's good legal advice. No, none of that coming across the show. You know what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about real estate.
And some life coaching moments.
And some life coaching
moments. And some quotes.
You know what? Real estate
is. Talk
about
all sorts of stuff.
Real estate is about a life coaching moment. Because if you think about it, it's the biggest financial transaction, endeavor that most families will participate in. And I swear sometimes we're part-time realtors, full-time therapists when it comes to doing real estate. So speaking about therapy, I hope you guys know this name. And if you don't, you should write it down and go check her out. Her name is Dr. Brené Brown. We had an opportunity to go into an intro class right before we came into the studio to record today's class. And Brené Brown, here's another one. If you have not heard of TED Talks, you should be writing that down and go on the internet, take a look at some TED Talks. By the way, if you're not interested in expanding yourself, growing, you know, improving your life, making a better version of you, then don't worry about TED Talks and Brené Brown. But if you are, you should check her out. So we had basically starting this course of she's got a PhD in psychology, and what she did was she started studying shame, and it transpired into studying vulnerability. And what she's finding is that in our personal and business relationships, that myths of vulnerability, that misunderstandings of what vulnerability is, and the absence of it in your personal and business life is the root of a lot of challenges. In fact, she's got, you had a quote you're getting ready to talk about?
Oh, well, I can share a quote from Brené Brown.
Go ahead.
And I just want to also give our listeners a teaser, because we are going to have Char Wilson
on the show.
And she's one of the facilitators and trainers.
And she's got some workshops coming up. So this is how you can bring Brené Brown to your one-on-one with her here in Oahu.
Okay. So
what's the quote?
Daring leaders who live into their values are never silent about hard things.
Yeah. So they talk about leaders who are not vulnerable. And by the way, we're all leaders. You don't necessarily need to be like the governor of Hawaii, president of the United States. If you have a business, you're leading your staff, or even if it's just yourself and somebody else. If you're in a relationship, you're leading that other person. They're leading you. You're following.
If you're human.
You have children.
If you're human, you're leading yourself.
And you're leading yourself. That's the most important person you got to start with.
Everyone's a leader.
So I'll just read through real quick some and you'll recognize, because you're like, wow, that's in my workplace. In a culture where the leadership is not vulnerable, or there's too much what we call armored leadership. They're just not being real. Putting up these walls between themselves and the people they're leading. No tough conversations. We avoid those. They limit feedback. It's an atmosphere of shame and blame. No or little accountability. No creativity. Everything's status quo. This is how we've always done it. Okay. Stuck on setbacks. A lot of perfectionism exists. This is the only way we do it. This is the way we do it. Why are we doing it that way? I don't care. This is the way we're doing it. If any of that stuff resonates with you, you know that that's what's going on there. And again, for you, don't let apathy set in. I work for some big organization. I'm not going to make a change. Dr. Charletta, what did she tell? Where does change start?
It starts with you.
With you. So Go be the change in the world. Come to one of these classes. Go pick up a book. Her latest book is Dare to Lead.
So these workshops are going to be starting. The first one starts June 27th.
Uh-huh.
And then she's going to be having them throughout the summer. But we will have her on as a guest, and you guys can learn more about it.
But real quick, go to TED Talks. Mm-hmm. Pull up Brené Brown's talk on vulnerability. It's the fourth most watched TED Talk out there. We're talking 30, 35 million views. Brené Brown on vulnerability. All right.
So I think we've got Duke on the line with his property management tip of the week.
Okay.
Duke, are you there?
Hi, Team Lally. Hi, I'm here.
Yes.
So I do. I have a tip of the week. I just sent out a video to all of our owners, and it's called Let Pets Stay in Your House and Make More Money.
Yes.
Let pets.
We love our fur babies. Tell us more.
Who let the dogs in? Go ahead.
Seven out of 10 tenants today or applicants have a pet. So a lot of owners are saying no pet. And I say, you know, why don't we just go pet negotiable? And you can see a picture of the pet. You can decide if you want to do a cat or a 5-pound dog. Or if they have a big dog, we can charge them more rent. There's so many ways to make more money when somebody has a pet because they want to pay more.
Yes.
They know going in that if they have a pet, they're going to pay a security deposit and a pet deposit, along with that their deposits are, they can be refunded if the place looks good. We do a 4-month walkthrough if you allow a pet in the home, and a 6-month walkthrough if you don't.
Now, do you guys do pet interviews?
Pet interviews.
We do.
Tell us.
if the pet has a social history of being non-responsive, then they usually have to get a additional liability rider.
Wow.
So if they're a dangerous pet, they got to get an additional liability rider, $100,000 coverage.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, they got to have some kind of pet coverage.
You guys do
most of our pet owners are very conscious of the fact that their pet has the ability to ruin their security deposit return.
You guys do pet reference checks.
We don't, but that's coming.
No, coming
I don't
soon.
See that as being a problem.
I'm sure you guys
coming
do.
Coming on the horizon.
Because what you guys will do, I mean, you guys do it. I know you guys do it. You're going to call the landlord. Hey, they got one pet. Any issues with their
pet? That's
right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's not like Fido's coming on the phone. Yeah.
That's all included in our service.
Yeah.
So we have no upfront fees. Give us a call. White Pacific Property Management.
You know, Duke, one last question. It's a couple. Well, what are the top one or two or three myths that owners have of why they do or do not want to have a pet in their home?
Well, the top myth is that they're going to leave a smell or some damage.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not always the case because we require a pet deodorized when the tenants leave.
Yes.
And professional carpet services. So I will tell you that in our history, there's just been so much other reasons why you're going to have damage in your home other than a pet. You're going to have unwarranted guests, uninvited guests.
Yes.
You're going to have people that are not on the lease. You're going to have children, you know, that cause a lot of damage in the homes that you can't take a security deposit for. So
you can't discriminate against them either, unless it's a 55 and older community, right?
There's just so much out there that can ruin your home other than a pet.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the German Shepherd. There's a 7-year-old. Keep an eye on that 7-year-old.
I find that pet owners are very conscious about damage. They know what's going on.
Yeah.
So let me ask a question about puppies. Do you guys allow puppies? Tell us more about that scenario.
Situation.
I know.
Yeah.
That's why I had to bring it up.
You know, I would recommend that an owner ask for more rent if we have a puppy going into a house.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You get a pet deposit and additional rent.
So puppies aren't a protected class?
No. They are not. You can discriminate against a puppy. Yeah. Yes, you can.
Okay.
But not
they'll be out picketing. Puppies with the picket signs.
But not a an emotional.
Not an emotional pet.
No. ESAs are not counted even as a pet. Neither is a service animal.
Yes.
Can't even count them on the pet addendum.
Yep.
They're protected. So we're very conscious of that too.
Yeah.
So, and we have a lot of experience, and we can answer any of your questions on that subject.
All right.
Thank you, Duke.
Okay.
Excellent information, as always.
Thanks, Team Lally.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. So,
just so you guys know, it's such a big deal. They have a website. Did you know the website? PetsOK.com.
Yes. Yes. They advertise all their most of their properties on that PetsOK website. Yeah.
And you got to think about it. If you're an investor owner, if you make your property as accommodating to people and you have parameters set up to manage the expectations and not have them trash it, it's going to be okay.
Well, especially when you have Hawaii Pacific Property Management out there, like doing the walkthroughs, doing the pet interviews, you know, just looking out for your property's best interest.
So when they're showing the video of your property, the theme music in the background will be, who let the dogs in? Yep. Because you can make more money if you rent to pet owners, and it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. So so we've got Janice on the line from Dreamhouse Drafting with her tip of the week.
Hey, Janice.
Hey. So today's tip of the week is the word jargon, J-A-R-G-O-N, which is vocabulary specific to a particular industry.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be well worth any property buyers' time to familiarize themselves with the jargon that is typical in the real estate industry, especially if you're thinking about remodeling, because you may be hit with words like grandfathered or legal nonconforming, and they each have their own set of definitions and parameters that will affect how you are trying to work or not work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on our website, we do have a real estate glossary.
Yeah.
It's like a dictionary for all the jargon.
Yeah.
The acronyms.
It can
be very confusing.
It can be confusing.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, and a lot of people are, you know, telling me, well, when I bought it, I was told it was legal nonconforming, or it was nonconforming, or this or that. And they have their own perception as to what that meant. But when it comes time for them to do a remodel, like in flood zone, for example, they may find that they are going to be required to have everything that they do that's new be conforming with the current requirements.
Legal nonconforming, that sounds like kind of sort of pregnant. Legal nonconforming.
Yeah, but people love to throw that one around, so that's why
I'd be okay if my daughter came home, I was with my boyfriend, and I'm legal nonconforming. Okay, that's okay, but don't be sort of kind of pregnant. We can't have that. So, okay, well, thank you for it.
Yes.
Jargon.
Thanks, Janice.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, you know what? And we forgot to mention how to get a hold of Duke, and then we'll talk about Janice, and then we got Bradley.
Okay, so you can get a hold of Duke and Hawaii Pacific Property Management at 445-9223. Check them out online at hipacificpm.com.
Yeah, what about that Janice lady? She sounds really nice. How can I get a hold of her?
Yes, so you can call her at 206-7107, and her website is dreamhousedrafting.com.
Yep, and when you're talking with Janice, you hear harps in the background.
Yes.
She's working with your dream house.
That's right.
All right, next up we got Bradley from Allstate Insurance. Bradley, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, and I just want to say real quick, happy belated birthday.
Happy birthday.
To Bradley.
Cumpleaños.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes. Okay. What are you about, 25?
a little older than that, but a little younger than 50.
You know, I'll give you the line from Miracle on 34th Street. It was on Chris Kringle, the Santa Claus character. He said, I am as old as my tongue, but younger than my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So what you got for us this week, Bradley?
I went around to a real estate office this past week, and one of the questions was, if there's a property that's close to a flood zone and maybe the property line has 1 foot of AE flood zone in there, does the whole property qualify for an AE flood zone?
Yeah.
The answer is yes. Even if it's just a small little sliver of that property that's in a flood zone, that whole property that you may be looking at purchasing will need to get flood insurance. So whether it's the whole property or just 1 foot of the property sitting in the flood zone, the whole property becomes put in that flood zone.
So to clarify, any part of the structure that's in the flood zone, not just the lot.
No, not the structure. If just one sliver of the property line or the land
is
in that flood
touches
zone.
A flood zone, then that whole piece of land becomes part of that flood zone. So if the whole property is in a preferred flood zone, flood zone X, just 1 foot is sticking out in the AE flood zone because it's by a river, then that whole property will be required to get flood insurance for that AE flood zone.
Yeah, I don't think Mother Nature, when she's ready to flood out your house, is like, oh, wait, we got to stop right here. Different flood zone over here. We're only going to flood out this part of the property. No, it's uncontrollable. So that makes sense from an actuary standpoint from with the insurance companies that they'd want that insurance for the whole property.
And if you don't mind, I'll give one more.
Yes, go ahead.
I've been doing a lot of reviews, and I've been doing a lot of talks since it is hurricane season.
Yes.
I would call your agents and look to see how much it would cost to drop your 2% hurricane deductible to a 1% deductible. We've been finding that a lot of people would like to have a $5,000 or $6,000 less deductible and pay, $80 to $100 more per year to get that lower deductible when that hurricane does hit.
Okay.
So, review your hurricane insurance. See if your carriers do offer a 1% deductible, because we've been finding that the majority of the people, number one, didn't realize we could go to 1%, and number two, that it's not much more to drop the deductible.
So Bradley, what you're saying is on average, that deductible is about 2%, and it could be pretty pricey.
Yeah, correct. I would say 90 to 95% of the homeowners carry a 2% deductible. That's pretty standard.
Mm-hmm.
And again, a lot of them don't realize we can go to 1%. But if you have a structure that's $400,000 in dwelling coverage, you're looking at an $8,000 deductible. So hurricane comes through, we have to fix the roof. The roof is $10,000. You would be responsible for $8,000 of that roof. Now, if you dropped it down to a 1% deductible, instead of an $8,000 deductible, you'd now have a $4,000 deductible. And many people don't realize how these deductibles work on hurricane insurance. So again, highly advise you call your agent and see if they can review your hurricane policy.
Yeah, that's an excellent tip, because, you get hit with the hurricane and then you have that extra cost that you were really not. You're like, well, I thought I had insurance. And then you have this $8,000 or $10,000 bill that you just really weren't planning on
because
you thought it was covered.
Correct.
So
you thought it was covered. Yep.
Yep. All right. Awesome. Thank you, Bradley.
Thanks, Bradley.
Thank you so much.
How can we get a hold of you? Welcome and happy birthday. And how can we get a hold of Bradley and his team?
You can give Bradley a call at 591-8016. You can also find him over on the Allstate website with Mariama and Associates.
My mind was slowing down a little bit, and I need to boost my IQ.
Okay.
Do you mind if we bring on the mortgage genius,
yes, Jody? Yes, please. Bring her
Jody.
On.
Jody, are you there? Jody, are you there?
I'm here.
Come boost my IQ, please.
Okay, I have a, sometimes simplicity is genius. And so I wanted to talk about the season that we're entering into, and we're about to be, have you guys noticed more movement, more escrows, more buyers?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're noticing a lot of them are, getting off the fence.
But do tell. Right. Tell us more.
Tell us about this.
So they got to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a buyer and you are thinking about buying and you are not in a position to submit an offer, you're way behind. You're way behind. And it's easy to get caught up. That's the good news. But there are some agents out there that will take you around and they will show you properties, and you're not ready yet. And so the thing is, if you do fall in love with that property and you're like, yes, this is the one, and then all of a sudden you have to decide who you're working with, call a mortgage company, wait for someone to call you back depending on who your mortgage company is, give them all your information, get your credit reviewed, get your income documents verified. And then, sometimes it's like, oh, darn, I got to call my CPA. CPA's on vacation. You're not going to have the tax returns until 5 days from now. And all of a sudden you miss the window. So I just worked with a very seasoned, well, not worked with, but we just had a situation, an extremely seasoned individual. I won't say what industry, but someone that knows the industry.
Yeah.
And
they weren't
called
prepared.
Me the other day. yeah. And he was like, this is the one. We want it. We need it. And I said, okay. And, you know, then I had to get all the information.
Scramble.
I had to get the documents. We did it all in a matter of less than 12 hours. But
wow.
That 12-hour span did go from, like, a Monday to a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And he missed it.
Missed it.
It went into escrow.
You know, when he was telling me the story, you know what I was thinking about?
What?
Banana pancakes. So stay with me on this.
Okay.
The banana pancakes.
My dad is a fireman, or mm-hmm. used to be a fireman, 35 years. What are firemen good at besides putting out the fires and the medical? Cooking.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't cook in the fire department, they give you a hard time.
Oh, okay. They don't
They short-sheet your bed when you go sleep. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's a really good cook. So he used to come home when he was come off shift, because 24 on, 24 hour. He'd come home and he would make breakfast for us because he'd get off in the morning. He'd make banana pancakes. And I have three siblings. I got three sisters. I'm the oldest. But when we were at that point where like all four of us were young and at home, my dad would come home, make the banana pancakes. And if you got up too late, he would say this, snooze, you lose. So
yep.
I'm planning that memory hook in people's brains. Don't be the sibling that got up late and didn't get the banana pancakes because you didn't get prepared for your home purchase. Okay. So when they call you, Jody, just tell them, oh, banana pancakes, huh? And they go, huh? And then give them the story. Be prepared. Get up early.
Well, I would say the other thing too is that, you know, you could go through this process and be like, find the perfect home and you don't qualify for it.
Yeah.
And that could just really be very upsetting.
That's like getting up for banana pancakes and it's scrambled eggs and spam.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Are you
focused.
Hungry?
No.
You must be hungry.
Well, I'll tell you.
You're making me hungry.
Real life, we're writing an offer. we're in escrow on a property in Arizona and didn't write the offer on the one we wanted. Cash offer came in. That's still in escrow. The next one came up and we wrote the offer right away. We still missed it because it was a cash offer came in. Cash offer fell out. We were already prepared, ready to go. We are in escrow now on that property. But the process of getting pre-approved started a year ago. Not 12 hours. You guys are lucky if you have somebody like Jody that'll spend 12 hours getting you pre-approved. We were ready to go way before then. We're in escrow because of exactly what you just said. We was hungry for the banana pancakes. We was ready to go.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks, Jody.
Thanks, Jody.
You're welcome.
All right. So you can get a hold of Jody and her team at 488-5510. Check them out online at packrimmtg.com.
Hey, before we get ready to take this break, I just want to, you're listening to the show over the weekend, go to our website. What is it? Hawaii. What is it for the class I'm going to be teaching on Monday? What will be the website that they will go to? HawaiiMastermind.com?
The Monday class?
Yeah.
No. They're going to have to look for you on Facebook.
No. They can go to our website. I think it's kwhonoluluevents.com. Anyway, you know what? If you don't know where the website is, because I don't know where the website is, send us an email, info@teamlally.com. Mm-hmm. If you're a realtor out there, last year we sold 172 homes. We've probably done over 1,000 transactions.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be, don't tell anybody. We're going to be sharing with you our secrets on Monday in Kapolei at our KW office. We are going to be teaching. I'm going to be teaching a class called How to Get Listings. Not sure if you as a realtor are interested in getting more listings and how we have all these listings. Right now we have about 30?
Mm-hmm.
About 30 listings. And we're going to teach you everything in this class. Send us an email, info@teamlally.com, or go on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's under the events.
Event section?
Yeah.
That's what we're teaching on Monday. So, hey, we're about to take a break, but stay with us. When we come back, we'll be talking with Denise Amrich of Life Impressions Hawaii and also Nick Hauser. They will talk to us about the various services provided by Life Impressions Hawaii. So stay with us.
Tired of waiting 2-3 months to finalize your home loan or refinance? Jody Tonga and her team at Pacific Rim Mortgage have a turn time of 30 days or less by processing your loans locally.
Take advantage of today's low interest rates by calling our good friend Jody Tonga of Pacific Rim Mortgage. Her personal cell is 488- 4885510. That's 4885510.
Hey, Adrian, guess what?
What, Attilio?
Jody has a huge secret.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
I can tell you.
Yes, you can.
Okay, here it is. Jody has a free home buying guide that reveals insider tips others may not want you to know.
Wow, how do I get this free home buying guide?
Easy. Just go to her website, PacificRim.com. That's PAC or PACRIMMTG.com.
I see the free home buyer guide has valuable information that can help me avoid mistakes and could cost me tens of thousands of dollars over the lifetime of my loan.
Yes. So check out their site. That's PacificRim.com or give her a call at 488-5510. That's 488-5510. What's the website?
It's PAC, P-A-C, RIM, R-I-M, Mortgage, M-T-G.com. Hawaii, NMLS ID 1032554.
Hi, I'm Barbara Corcoran. To sell your home on time for the most money, you need a sharp agent with a marketing strategy that creates the most demand. Bottom line, you need a partner willing to put their own money on the line for you. In Hawaii, I would hire Adrian Lally and Attilio Leonardi. Their marketing strategy is so effective that if your home doesn't sell on terms you agree to, Team Lally will buy it. Partner with the team I trust. Go online or call and get your home sold.
The Team Lally Real Estate Show continues. Give it to me, I'm worth it.
Welcome back and thanks for listening to the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed Sold program, where we'll buy it. I'm Adrian.
And I'm Attilio.
And if you have any questions, just give us a call at 799-9596 or check us out on the web at teamlally.com.
I'm going to read this intro, but I'm going to read it with the typo in place because it sounds funny.
Okay.
Our guest today, Gru Mililani. Mililani was like a little seed, and then she watered it, and then she grew it, and it became this big town. Anyway, our guest today grew up in Mililani and currently resides in Waipio. Did you grow Waipio too? No. She was a realtor for 10 years before focusing more on her current business. She is the owner of Life Impressions Hawaii Screen Printing, Laser Engraving, and Business Promotional Company. They do custom shirts, engraving gifts, corporate gifts, trade show items. She is also a graphic designer and certified branding specialist. Please welcome our guests today, Denise Amrich and Nick Hauser. Welcome.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
So, like we talked about, bring you guys on the show. Tell us more about, are you guys from Hawaii, not from Hawaii? How'd you get here?
Well, as you said, Denise is from here. I am not. Okay. I grew up in Colorado.
Oh, nice.
Long story short, I basically wasn't going anywhere in life.
Yes.
And was forced to move back in with my parents at a young age, 21.
Yeah.
And just needed a change and decided to go back to school, decided where I wanted to go and thought of the most outrageous,
exotic,
random place to go. And my first thought was Hawaii and got things set up with a local pastor that I was actually blessed to meet. Uh-huh. His name's Pastor Larry Gillis.
Thank you, Pastor Larry.
And basically just set up everything before I got out here and got involved in a church and just started going to school. And the rest is kind of history from there.
Yeah. And what about you, Denise?
Well, I've always traveled in the down the road of doing many different things.
Yeah. You're an entrepreneur.
Yeah, my parents called me Wonder Woman. Yeah. Always had like six or more things to do. I just love being an entrepreneur. Grew up in Mililani, went to school as an accountant, graphic designer, and owned a couple businesses, and went into real estate for past 10 years.
I think we even did a transaction together a while back.
Yes, cool. Yes. Wonderful to work with you folks.
Yes. Yeah.
Life Impressions is like, it sounds like, when you first hear it, I'm thinking Life Impressions, and I know it's the marketing and all that, but it sounded, I almost thought like, hey, are you a life coach with this company called Life Impressions? Yes, you're going to be coaching people on their branding, right?
I feel like that's what we do sometimes. Yeah. When we get a lot of new customers come in that are starting a brand or even a business, we have to kind of guide them, right? Yeah, guide them towards just marketing in general.
Well, I mean, it says you have the certified branding specialist. So do you guys help with, you know, if someone wants to rebrand or
starting
is
from
it
scratch.
Just like you're giving them advice on the best use of their brand? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Sometimes we love to help new people who are starting their business, people who are rebranding. They contact us, they come in, we have a showroom with samples that they can sit down, touch, and feel. And we kind of guide them, tell them what's the trends, what's going on, our experiences, our expertise, and hopefully, you know, give them the information so they can make the right decisions.
Sure.
Yeah, we had the opportunity to come into your guys' store and, you know, feel the shirts and take a look at, you know, how it would look once the printing went on. And we were so pleased with the end results. Everyone in the office was very excited. And, you know, I actually wore my shirt the very next day. I was so you guys do a great job.
Thank you.
Very nice quality.
Well, I know with today's technology, people like to be on the internet. They're listening to the show. They want to check out your website while we're listening. What's the website they got there?
LifeImpressionsHI.com.
LifeImpressionsHI.com. So let's talk about, you know what? Hey, you guys are branding experts. How did you come up with this name? What's the story behind the name?
That's it's kind of a funny question. Just because when Denise and I were coming up with the business and ideas and what exactly to do and fine-tune everything.
Yeah.
We were talking about the business name, and we both said life. We just spit out life automatically at the same time, and then we're like, okay, what needs something more than that?
Yeah.
And she walked away. She went to go, you know, brainstorm, eat and something. I was sitting there, and I had written down on the paper a couple of things, and my first thing was impressions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she comes back in, and the first thing she says is impressions. We're like, okay,
that's creepy.
It.
Yeah.
That's it. We don't need to think anymore.
You guys are on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
That sounds just like how Motley Crue came up with their name. Did you guys watch the documentary on Netflix?
I did not.
No, it was kind of more wackadoodle than way super wackadoodle, but it's interesting because you never know in the beginning when you're starting off with something, because it's, I think with branding, correct me if I'm wrong, it's got to be like, think of the end in mind. Like if this is a big, huge company, are you going to be wanting to call it, you know, F-bomb brothers from the West Side? I mean, really? Is that a good? No. So think of that name. And what else is part of the thought process or the formula of coming up with a name and or a design for your company?
Well,
what kind of questions do you ask these clients?
Well, we ask them what their goals are, what their expectations, when they need advice. We want them to make sure that they, you know, get what they want.
Sure.
And we want to make sure that the communication process from the onset to the end is there every step of the way. So we ask them questions to kind of get, you know, their heads turning and get the information out of their head. Because a lot of the times they'll walk in and they won't know exactly what they want.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of just think more the immediate now versus, okay, this is something that's not just, I'm going to get cash for my shirt or cash for something. We tend to repeat ourselves, the new branding people, and it's, you got to think of it as a business, not just as an idea.
Because
there's a huge difference with that, right?
Yeah.
So, like, what are your guys' most popular items, or what's trending now with the small businesses or even the large businesses?
Well, we work with different brands, and we have our favorites, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, I like the different trends and brands that are coming out. And, you know, we want to introduce to Hawaii the brands that are not here. And we're trying to work together, trying to get ideas from customers, what they want, what they're looking for, the colors, the trends, and so forth. And just hopefully we can put something together so everybody can enjoy what they're wearing. And you know, decoration, you got from glitter to foil, and it just everything that's under the sun, and everybody just wants something big, something loud,
and
with their words, of course.
I think maybe sometimes less is best, huh? With design.
I always like glitter.
Yeah,
I cannot go wrong with glitter.
Rose gold is popular.
The rose gold.
What so as far as like swag, what is probably the most popular swag that business owners are going with? And you know, you got water bottles, you got keychains.
I would say caps.
Baseball caps.
Hydro Flask, not Hydro Flask brand necessarily, but just any
kind
reusable
of glass,
water bottle.
People are putting their logos, and you know, they're using it as awards and just gifts in general to put their company name on to brand them. Yeah. Okay.
And of course, shirts.
Yeah.
Shirts is a huge one.
Well, that's a big thing in Hawaii, right? Yeah. We're very casual culture. You know, it's not like everybody's walking around with suits and or necessarily even aloha shirts, I think, are getting giving way to more of like the polo shirts, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the aloha shirt now, when it was the casual step down from the suit. Now the aloha shirt is the up step from the polo shirt, right? Oh, I'll wear my nice aloha shirt. Do you guys do embroideries and things like that?
Yeah, we do embroidery from one to...
whatever you want.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yep. Yeah. And then we also do what is called sublimation, where you can get a color print.
Mm-hmm.
You can also print it onto your shirt. We do direct to garment, where we can print shirts. You can pick it up within 48 hours, but...
yeah.
What's great is that we have the ability now to let our customers design their shirts, their items online.
Oh, wow. On your website?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that website again, Adrian?
It's lifeimpressionshi.com.
Now, I know people are listening right now. They probably want to give you guys a call. What's a good number?
I've got the 476-5800.
Yes, right? That's correct. Give it to him one more time.
476-5800.
All right. So, and then tell us about some of the companies that you guys have worked with. Well, how long have you guys been doing this?
We've been in business for 3 years.
3 years. That's amazing. And because I know in the beginning, right, you either just do or die in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
What's been the key to get you guys, like share with some entrepreneurs? I like, what have you guys done to hustle and get this business that's keeping the doors open?
Persistence.
Yeah.
For sure. Being just having that drive to just do what you want to do and have, well, if you don't have a partner, right, do what you want to do and how you want to do it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make it feel like work at that point. Now you're just, I mean, once you, like if you go from an hourly job where you have to work those 8 hours and you're like, oh, I can't wait to get off work. Mm-hmm. Whereas being an entrepreneur and starting your own business, like I can't tell you
there how many. There is no off work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even it doesn't even feel like work at the same time too. Cause like Denise and I have been at the shop from like 7 o'clock in the morning till overnight. We've spent the night at the shop just to get stuff done. And even at that point, it doesn't feel like work to us. It just feels like we're doing something that we want to do and we have passion towards it.
Yeah. You're building your business and your brand.
Yeah. And part of it too is just having that that passion to help customers.
Yes.
You know, we want to help them, and we're just, you know, people that enjoy helping people, and
you want to serve people.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what sets us apart from a lot of other printing companies or engraving companies is Denise's amazing at just keeping that constant communication and understanding the customer, making sure that they're getting what they want or they know what they're getting before they actually get it.
So not only because you guys talked about the one-off, so you can help like people, like maybe they're doing a family reunion. They're not a company. They don't want to do like 500 shirts. They want to do, you know, 50 of them. So you guys have done that stuff before. Local style directions. Is it fair to say you guys are kitty corner across from Farrington High School, like the football field? What's that cross street?
Yeah,
It's King Street and Waikumilo, basically. We're right next to the Board of Water Supply building.
Yeah.
In between Board of Water and Diners.
Where now, there's no front street. Well, where you park? Where would you park?
At Diners.
A
lot of people say, is my car going to get towed? Yeah. But we talk to them fairly consistently.
Good relationship. I'm sure you bought a couple play lunches from over there.
Yeah.
So it's a friendly relationship.
Yes.
Well, let's also talk about the... like the pricing. Now you guys have a very competitive, you know, pricing with your
It's a very competitive market out there, I must say. But you know, our goal is to, of course, make sure the customer's happy. So we will
adjust
the pricing, you know, be competitive. If somebody brings us a quote, exactly.
It's really hard to give pricing when it comes to shirts or just printing and engraving in general, because everybody's stuff is different.
Mm-hmm.
There's no same customer. And even when a customer comes back, it's still different, right? So we work really well with our customers to work with their budget to get them as much as they need or want within their budget.
What's been the most interesting interaction you've had with a client? Like, I don't know, like weirdest client, funniest client, wackiest client? You can change the names to protect the innocent.
We find that the ones that we really, really are invested in wanting to help,
yeah.
Sometimes they maybe expect a little bit too much. But, yeah. You know, it's just how it is with yeah. people.
Well, being Kalihi, yeah. too, we get a yeah. lot of interesting people that walk in.
Oh, sure.
And I would say just off the top of my head, we had a guy come in. I couldn't tell if he was really homeless or not.
Yeah.
But he wanted his picture on the front of his shirt, and he wanted
his driver's license.
Yeah, he wanted his driver's license on the front of his shirt, and he wanted about seven of them.
Oh.
And I didn't think, neither one of us thought he was
for real.
Was for real, and we told him the price, and he gave us the cash, and we printed it out. And
he's that guy in Chinatown. Every time he's down there, yeah. the police are like, "Can I see some ID?"
Well, he said he lost his ID and he wanted something.
He opened up his jacket right here, officer.
Yeah. yeah.
And then, you know, seven. Got 7 days in the week. There you got the shower. You know, so he got his Monday driver license T-shirt, his yep. Tuesday driver license T-shirt. Was the driver's license valid?
I don't know. To be honest with you, it was outer state license.
Yeah. It was out of state.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I was thinking like maybe it would be like, can you guys screen print with this shopping cart? But it's a Safeway shopping cart. But that's okay. I like screen print them. So that was interesting. Driver's license on a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Okie doke. He didn't say like why or.
Well, he didn't want to know why. He said he lost his. Well, he said he lost his Hawaii's driver's license, and he just wanted some form of identification.
Well, he said he was tired actually of showing.
Oh,
his people, ID. Yeah, his right. ID, and he can't find it. So he said, "Why not put it on a shirt?" So.
That's very practical.
Yes.
I think maybe we start a new trend. Like if you're going out clubbing.
There you go.
You guys can yeah. print them driver's license T-shirt.
Speeds up the line to get into yeah. the club.
All right. Come on in. What's all these people with their driver's license on their T-shirt?
And speaking of clubbing,
yeah.
we actually just did a full-on reflective shirt. This guy wanted a shirt for an EDC, and he wanted it all over reflective, and Nick did a great job at doing it. It was like amazing. He was just so happy.
Yeah,
he was willing to pay whatever the price he wanted to, but you know, of course, you're not going to gouge your customers. So
it was a one off, or he did
it. Oh, yeah, it was one of, and it took a lot of material to do and about half a day to do it. But at the end of the day, you know, he was really happy with it, and that's really what matters, right? Sometimes. When you don't really make money, but you're seeing your customer
is being happy,
being ecstatic over it, then
that would be a cool testimonial. Get driver's license guy and one-off EDC T-shirt dude as a testimonial on your website.
Did you guys take pictures of these?
Yeah.
These artworks here.
Yeah. We take pictures of almost everything we do, and we post it up on Yelp.
You have a section on they have a section on their website called "What the."
Okay, so they can go to the website to design, but if they go to Yelp, they'll see some of the samples, correct. Or all of the samples, really.
Almost all.
Of everything that you guys have done.
We try to upload what we can. Yeah. You know, we do a lot, but we try to put everybody's one on there so everybody can get an idea, and we like to promote our customers, too, also.
Sure.
That's a win-win.
Yeah. Right?
Any name brands or companies that you're like, wow, this is a good company, and they're good customers, like you want to, give a shout-out to them, and they came in and got stuff done by you guys?
Well, we work with a lot of big companies, and you know,
what's some of the big ones?
We work with the banks.
Okay, banks.
My bank, Bank Hawaii.
Oh, nice.
Hawaii News Now. We also do fundraising and event shirts, like we did for the kidney charity.
Yeah,
churches and just everything.
You guys ever do any fundraising for children without iPads? You know, because it's like a sweeping epidemic across the country right now. It's a tragedy. We need to put a stop to that.
My kids don't have iPads.
No iPads?
No iPads for the Lally kids.
We have mini iPads though, right?
Yeah.
Those iPhones?
Yeah. No.
Oh, wow.
We'll print an iPad on a shirt.
There you go.
There you go. Like.
What made you guys decide to get into this type of business?
I don't know. It's like for me,
yeah.
I just like doing all different things. So it just happened to fall in my lap, and I love design. Uh-huh. So I said, print shirts, right? And
I think that's the key part is people come in, like you said earlier, they don't know what they want.
Yeah.
Or maybe they think they know what they want, but they really don't know what they want.
Yeah.
So you guys are in the back. You guys must have like that look. You're like, they don't know. They think they know what they want, but they don't know what they want. And you guys have that like nonverbal communication. They don't know what they want.
Do you guys print like banners and signs and anything that can be printed, you print?
Yeah, we actually do hang tags for customers, you know, when they want their shirts branded. We do banners, we do business cards. Oh, we kind of label ourselves as a one-stop shop, we kind of say that. So new people who are wanting to, like, start a brand, or people who are coming to the shop, they have a business, they want a new look, we'll do a new logo, we'll do new business cards, banners. And actually, a lot of, I mean, we have people say, wow, you guys do everything here.
What's the weirdest thing that you've ever had to put an impression on?
That's a good question.
It's all weird. That's why they can come up with one.
Well, everything's so unique, especially with engraving.
Yeah.
People bring us
paddles.
I mean, we don't like to turn things down, so we're always trying to figure out if we can do it first. And if we know we can do it, but we've never done it, we'll try it anyways, just because, you know, being versatile really helps a business grow. And but, I mean, we can do anything that the company or business comes to us to help promote them.
Gotcha.
Like Denise was saying, so banners, business cards, shirts.
Do you guys do real estate signs?
Yeah, we can print those. Yeah. Real estate signs. We've done real estate bags, you know, for the agents and so forth. And we do towels.
Well, you know, realtors, they're not really into swag or, you know, printing stuff all over the place. Team Lally. We print everything. We even got our own branded toilet paper. Though we keep the budget down, though, it's a single ply. No, I mean,
have you guys done toilet paper?
No.
We haven't tried that yet. We're
thinking have the capability?
I don't think so. I mean, you never know, right? You do some research.
Hey, I got some branded toilet paper.
You probably want to do the competitors, though, right? Yeah.
When my clients are in the bathroom, I have a captured audience, and I want to maintain that impressions with them. So that's your guys' company. Check you guys on the internet. Anything else that you guys wanted to talk about as far as your company? Anything you want to do a shout out to your client, to potential customers?
Well, we do want to talk a little bit about our expansion.
Okay.
We are expanding onto Schofield.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so we're opening two shops there in the mall. And
two shops?
Yeah, one is specifically for engraving.
Okay.
And the other one is for t-shirts and embroidery. So they're going to be right next to each other. So, you know, a lot of work to open a shop. We're keeping the one in Kalihi still yet.
Gotcha. That's your base operation?
Yes. We love our customers there. We thought about it and we said, we want to keep it still yet. And we want to service people in town.
We know the military, they like to do a lot of the awards, so you guys will be super busy. So with this expansion, are you looking for
more people
help on your team? Are you looking to hire?
Definitely. That's
at both, at technically all three locations, right? Here in Kalihi and also up at Schofield.
If they were to go to your website, is that the best way to reach out to you guys, or the phone number? Like, what's the?
Yeah, they can either call or email or walk in if we're there. Preferably call or email, just so we know they're coming in, so we can be prepared.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
for that interview process. All right.
So lifeimpressionshi.com or give them a call at 476-5800.
All right. Well, you guys are local entrepreneurs. One last piece of advice you give to anybody that wants to start their own business, what would it be? And you know what? Let's have one answer from each of you. No repeats. One unique answer from each of you.
Ladies first.
I just say be persistent.
Be persistent. Yes. Nick's don't give up. Dang it. That's what I was going to say.
Don't give up.
That was my word earlier.
And what would be your, Nick?
I would just say not necessarily do what you love, but have a passion for what you do.
Have a passion for what you do. That's important because I think that fuels the persistence, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Were there any big accounts that you guys went after, or most of the stuff comes to you guys word of mouth?
People just word of mouth.
Yeah.
They just come to us. I mean, it's one of those things, like I said, we like to help people. So people come to us, you know, like they said.
Well, you in the beginning, you didn't know who you guys were. So how did you guys do it in the beginning?
Very, very slow process.
Yeah. Gotcha. You were patient.
Yeah, it was just because we were building our brand. It was just really being patient, trying to figure out ways of marketing ourselves in different ways. From, our windows in the front of our shop to Yelp and
Just to reach in.
Do you guys wrap cars?
No. Wish we could.
Yeah.
No, wrap my own car.
We can't do everything. Yeah. But.
Yeah. We do stickers on cars.
Mm-hmm. Stickers on cars? Okay.
Yeah.
What about car magnets?
Yep. Yeah. Car magnets.
Yeah. Those are cool. In case you're not all in yet, you just want to do the car magnet. You know, I had a car magnet.
Test it out.
I had a car magnet, and we went to a professional photographer to have our headshots taken, and I said, let me do a funny face. I ended up just putting the funny face on the car magnet. So there's your marketing tip for today. I mean, I was like, because for me, I'm like, does anybody like, oh, I see this car magnet, I'm going to list my home at this realtor because he's got a car. No, but at least it was memorable. I know it was on a lot of people's Facebooks because they would take pictures of it. I had tinting and they didn't know I was inside, and they're all like doing selfies with my car magnet because I had a funny face on my car magnet. That was my little jab at realtors with our faces on everything. I had the goofy face. But all right, so we're coming down to the end of the show.
Yes, and I just want to thank the both of you guys for coming in and sharing with our listeners about your business and your expansion. It's very exciting. And
Thank you for having us on here.
Yes. Yeah, it was a pleasure.
Sure. Yeah. Well, if you're an entrepreneur out there and you have a business and you're now, here's the thing. We only have two requirements. You cannot be a wackadoodle person, and your business cannot be some kind of wackadoodle thing. We always like having our local entrepreneurs on the show to promote it, because we know that people are always listening in and want to know. Well, one, we hope we bring you guys more clients because they're listening in and like, I really want a good branding company that can help me with my water bottles, my toilet paper,
my t-shirts, towels.
Oh, what about stickers, pop-up tents? Have you guys ever put stuff on a pop-up tent?
Yeah, we did.
That's a big one.
Yeah,
pop-up tent. And in all honesty, it's whatever. I know a lot of the listeners here are in real estate. It's anything that they want to give their customers or supply. You know, to brand themselves.
Yeah.
Almost anything they need.
Flip-flops, too.
There you go.
Grain of rice. You ever seen those people? They write on the grain of rice?
Yes.
I would just be like, I wouldn't put it. I'd be like, yeah, I'm on there. My branding's on there. Here's a piece of rice. It's on there.
Magnifying glass.
Yeah. But, okay, great. So, thanks for being on the show.
And if our listeners want to get a hold of them,
website and phone number,
lifeimpressionshi.com, or give them a call at 476-5800.
Stay with us in the studio. We're going to cover a couple more things before we wrap it up. What were the events that you wanted to talk about? Do we have any? Well, we always have a mastermind.
Mm-hmm.
And
the first Thursday of every month. I think our next speaker is going to be Colette Ching. She's going to be teaching about, I think, the shift in our market.
Yeah.
And it's going to be actually a two-hour mastermind instead of 1 hour.
2 hours, okay.
2 hours, yes.
So if you're a realtor out there and you're wondering, you know, what do I need to do to get ready for this shift in the marketplace? Because all real estate, all businesses, all economies in general, they go through the ups and they go through the downs. And you got to have strategies, right?
That's right. All right. Well, thanks for listening, and thank you to our sponsors.
Wait, I got to get to the page. Okay, here I go. Jody Tonga and Derek Tonga of Pacific Rim Mortgage.
Bradley Mariama of Allstate Insurance.
Kenji Vendetta of Pillar to Post Home Inspections.
Giannis Merland of Dreamhouse Drafting.
John Speedway, Kilauea Pest Control.
Duke Kim Han of Hawaii Pacific Property Management.
Thomas Patterson with Patterson Land Surveying. If you want to get a hold of any of our sponsors, just go to teamlally.com.
We also want to give a big thank you to Leah, our producer here in the studio.
Jee-hoo.
Make sure to tune in next week. We'll have an awesome guest talking about something that'll change your life
forever. This is the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the guaranteed
sold program.
If we can't sell your home at the agreed upon price and our time frame, we'll have it bought for cash.
Thanks and aloha.